away.
Yes, hello and welcome to The Industry is Doom. I'm Michaela Gorman.
I'm Blake Hansley.
News, stuff, things, always.
I was pretty lilty and positive for the news we have to talk about.
Well, remember, we're going to start with a segment that hasn't have anything to do with concentration camps or horrible abuses of authority. We're just going to talk about local builders.
There's not a whiff of child abuse in this story.
This is true.
Yeah. I'm happy to talk about that. Local news, development news. So every time we talk about development in this town, it must be noted that everything is too tall. It should first of all be noted that I'm going to reference the fact that I'm married to an architectural intern in this town. If I call him an architect, he'd be like, you know, that's not true yet. And I'm like, oh my god, just simplify. But sure, facts. All right, facts. Fine. Facts on the podcast.
Fine.
Anyway, so every story in this town always runs the same. It's local people complain about height. Somebody does.
Yeah, it's too high.
They quote Peggy, what's her name, from like, I don't know, Gay Straight Allies to Save the Commons Forever, Eternity Dude or something. And they quote the same fucking people, and then they quote someone from the city that's just like, oh, reasonability. And then they quote someone who's just like, fuck, I'm sick of all this, like, blah, blah, blah. But it's like one person, and they're pretty mild about it, and they don't say fuck.
Yeah.
When really they should a lot. And they don't seem to tell the story where, apparently, one of these local, like, Parks and Rec-style citizen engagement meetings.
Which are always fun, because, always fun, you know, the public are so knowledgeable, and... and they are so respectful.
It's
in
not the public that's the problem. It's not the public that's the problem. It's occasionally the loudest people in... What the fuck town was Leslie Knope from? It's right there.
I know. I can see the flag. The
Pawnee, yes. Flag. It's like the residents of Pawnee that live among us that often show up to speak the loudest on a lot of issues. But yes, I'm biased because of, you know... good old red there.
Yeah.
But still, it's always the same old story. And they don't start with this apparent, this developer who is, he must be the only Lebanese developer in the city. I've never heard of this before.
Not at all.
So he's a Lebanese developer. And apparently he said something along the lines of like, you know, if at the start of one of these citizen engagement meetings recently, like something to the effect of, if there's any racism you're bringing to the table today, like, I'm just gonna disengage and not have it and leave. Like,
I imagine having to say that.
I know, and that's what I would have thought if I hadn't already heard fucking comments that have come out of these meetings. I think the one I remember most is, you already ruined Beirut, why do you have to come and ruin Halifax?
Jesus Christ.
And just at the time, like, I don't want to say there was no engagement on this from the city, but I can't imagine how there was. Can you imagine being any kind of regional government facilitator at one of these events, and you overhear a whiff of that kind of comment? What the fuck are you going to do?
Are you
going to stand up for your fellow citizen?
No, I think that is very much a begin the next sentence halfway in about costs or something entirely different.
Yeah.
Just pretend
deflect.
That you were
deflect.
Already talking about
deflect.
Something else.
Deflect, yeah. Anyway, I wouldn't mind seeing that story told. I wouldn't mind a little more, not just that specific story. I mean, that's a pretty ridiculous example, but it's sadly also Nova Scotia.
Yeah, because you'll always have these stories because, of course, there's always something else being built, and they'll always piss someone off, and it'll always be to the betterment of someone with more money because they're the investor.
I would love to hear a little more original storytelling on the development, though, because, like, the city is changing, and that's a thing. But, like, it's not necessarily a bad thing, but even whether you disagree with it being a good thing or a bad thing, don't tell the following story again. City business owner complains about fucking construction on their street and says the following quote, I just can't wait for it to all be finished. I just want to operate a business on a quiet street again. Okay. You can't wait for construction to be finished and to operate a business on a quiet street. In a city.
Yeah.
That's not really what a city is to a certain extent. Like, okay, go move to a small town in the valley. Lots of people do it. It's beautiful. Business will probably be good until we close the border with America completely.
But yeah, like, you know, if you want a quiet street, okay, well, I'm sorry, but when they're done building, there's going to be a big fuck busy thing there. And that big fuck busy thing there is going to be there longer than you probably are.
Okay. So, open racism at city events? I wouldn't mind seeing that story told a little more.
Yeah.
Local neighborhood overrun by rats once they demolish one of these derelict buildings? Oh my gosh.
Oh, the restaurants. Oh, the poor local restaurants.
Oh man, like, some of the buildings that have come down, I don't want to...
Yeah, don't eat around Spring Garden. It's still a bit of an issue.
Loner cats are a thing. Let's just put it that way.
Yeah.
Sometimes in Halifax, you loan your cat to a friend because their apartment or house is overrun with mice or rats. And a lot of the time, it's either next to a fucking restaurant.
Yeah.
Or, just as likely lately, it's because they've torn down an old decrepit derelict building that was let to go way too long. Often not because of any, like, you can't tear it down, it's heritage. Like, I'm not going to be that guy about it.
It's this ridiculous thing of people love building stuff.
No, it's just inertia here. Like, it's nice to, that's the thing. That's why that's one of the reasons I get stroppy when people are anti-development here, because I'm like, remember that 20-year period where nothing changed at all and things just moldered? Remember that? I remember that.
Do you remember the Cogswell Interchange? Because it's still fucking there.
Oh my god, the Cogswell Interchange. At least no rats should... Well, I don't know. Rats like that? No,
yeah. Yeah, they're...
Oh, the harbor rats.
Yep.
The harbor rats, they're the size of cats. There's a nice little jingle for our town.
Oh my god.
I love our city, but Jesus Christ.
Oh my god. Have one running across the bow of Theodore Tugboat.
These are the kind of stories we tell amongst ourselves all the time. But, like, we're just too never afraid to portrayed. Actually say no to one others. Wants to... Yeah.
Yeah.
I would love to... CBC1 should cover this on, like... What's that show that I listen to on the way to work in the morning? It's the morning one with Louise Bruneau.
I don't know. I don't listen to that shit.
And Portia somebody. Crap. Sorry, Portia somebody.
Sorry. I'm sure you're fine because it's a CBC
at
show.
At least Marjorie Williston would cover rats, but it would be on the, like... noon show where she talks in a loving way of a, like, 80-year-old, presumably from the sound of her gardener, who's can keep any animal out of any garden.
I do love the way that she has this weird, like, matronly authority of...
She could be 20! I have no idea! She just sounds like a woman who's been gardening for approximately 50 to 60 years.
I think of her as a Road to Avonlea teacher. She's not the old one. But no. She's a teacher in a schoolhouse, and it's, we're very strict, but we're not cruel. Here is the news.
I don't know. She's like, yeah, maybe like a cross between Aunt Hetty and like Mrs. King, the like farmer, farm lady.
Yeah.
Something in there. Because not either one of those, but like, you know.
Yeah, it's serious, but it's not inhuman. That high praise.
You want high praise? Marjorie Williston is probably my favorite part of the local media scene. Like, honest to God, sometimes I listen. I love CBC. I make no bones about my love of CBC Radio 1.
Yeah.
CBC Radio 1 specifically. CBC Radio 2? Yes, I enjoy it. I should listen to it more. CBC Television?
Yeah.
There are some serious high points right now, but there are just... There's a... I don't know. No.
Yeah.
No, I can't. I can't with a lot of it. I can't.
Yeah, I
their
I
media presence online? Really. God.
Oh, God, no. Although,
here I am clamoring for more local stories about rats, and yet I'm about to yell at the CBC for covering nonsense. Good God, what do I want?
Well, I've got,
be original in your small nonsense. That's what I'm asking
just
for.
Just today, I was, featured in a tweet by Brett Raskin. Brett,
oh, how's he doing?
He's doing
local news hero, Brett Raskin.
So it didn't. I don't know if it made story yet. Maybe it did make a story, because it's a quiet day. But it at least made a multi-image tweet by Brett, in his official CBC account. So a couple of days ago, some guy on Imgur posted a photo of killer whales jumping out of the sea.
I saw this. It was a fake.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh,
did you call it as fake in a tweet and he retweeted you?
Well, a bunch
of us... Are you the Donald Trump of the, like, no, local sea animal nonsense?
A bunch of us instead just repeated the quote of, like, you know, saw this or took this photo while sword fishing off Nova Scotia. and you put something ridiculous. I put Godzilla. And I ended up getting that not credited to me. Thanks, Brett. I had to see it for myself and then say thanks, Brett, for the you're welcome for the content, Brett. Yeah. Welcome, I made a good joke, Brett.
I didn't see this, but you tweet an insane amount.
True.
You oh my god, you have been bored this week.
157,000 tweets.
Oh, hold on. Hold on, I'm so curious.
Also, I was fighting with idiots.
Hold on, I'm really curious right now. Tweets. One?
One.
One?
One.
At one time! And then just, you didn't use
just
it.
Just that once.
Just well, one.
We'll see how it goes.
157,000.
I'll tweet when I have something to say. Lord knows I don't say much. Yeah, I don't know what I want with the development stories. Like, I'm going to yell about... I don't even want to yell at small nonsense CBC stories that are not stories. There's enough examples out there. Go and find them. Have fun. They're actually very entertaining.
They are, but they're complicated, and you have to know what the fuck you're talking about. They will be hilarious. It's like reading law. You have to know all the ins and outs of how they're being little dickheads to each other.
Mm-hmm.
And... it can make reading it quite humorous because you're like, oh, you're just being a conniving fuck.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
I loved writing development stories because I didn't give a shit about whether it was too tall or not.
Which, yeah, in this city...
Or if I gave a shit about whether it was too tall or not, I would look at a site plan for it and look at, like, you know, sun paths and I'd be like, oh, that does... Okay, no, I don't give a shit about that, just like I expected to not... But, like, I do like that the criticism has resulted in, like, step-back shit a lot in this town. Like, that's smart. I mean, we want to preserve sun plants. Like,
it looks
look
more
at,
interesting.
Maritime Center is
nice balconies and shit.
Goddamn egregious, like, fucking piss stain on our city. It just blocks the sun and, makes a wind tunnel on our main street intersection. It's ridiculous. So, okay, check that out. If it doesn't have that, don't report on the usual commentary brigade. Just don't bother. Just, like, report that some neighbors are concerned about this. And then be like, the plan says this. You fucking decide. But here's how it actually looks aesthetically. Here's how it'll actually fit into the city. Here's how it'll fit on the streetscape. Here's how the people who actually are building it feel. Here's how the people who live... I don't want to say live next door, but live in it. I don't know if I care about all that minutia. Don't talk to the people who are going to build it. Don't talk to the fucking counselor. Nobody cares about that.
Yeah,
give us the.
What are they going to say? We're just happy that we're building.
Details.
We're just happy that
give
we're being
give us the actual
paid.
Details.
We're just happy that this.
Yeah, there are concerns about this, and there are hopes about this, but it actually looks like this. And if you think it looks shitty, contact I don't know, fucking not just Twitter, not the news,
oh my God.
Not contact your counselor. Contact. I don't give a shit. I don't give a shit. Contact no one. I don't care. Contact no one. Don't.
That would be an amazing thing to see if you had a news anchor who, like. Gave you the cold science or math on something. So he's just like, instead of cutting to someone, they go, okay, so, you know, our latest, there's a new development. Some people are upset. Some people in the local community are this, but here is the, you know, here's what they'll look like. Here's what they'll look like in place. And the angle on the sun will be 32 degrees to 73. And it's just like,
fair from both sides because
walk
away. I'm worried
can't
about how
it
impacts my yard. Okay. Where do you live? Not anywhere adjacent to the building. I've heard that one. But also, like, I live here. Okay, well, here's a map that actually shows, like, you know, and be fucking real about it. Like, also investigate that if it makes fucking sense. Because sometimes, like,
yeah, sometimes
the pictures
lie.
The pictures lie a lot.
Those invisible people
oh
often
my God.
Lie.
Yeah, all
those
kinds. There's, yeah.
Fucking invisible people.
There's a lot of that. But, okay, but actually, yeah. Check the math out on that. And, you know, it's not going to shade your yard. Well, it might. No, it actually... Unless the sun's position, you know, is radically altered. In which case, you'll have more worries than the slightly too large, in your opinion, building going up a block away. Like...
What if it changes? It's not gonna. We're not gonna die like that.
But also both sides. Like, I don't like the look of it. Okay. You know...
Design a better one.
Let's... Oh, no, not that at all. Like, okay, let's go ask a bunch of people about the look of it. It looks like shit. Well, these people all live in this city and think this looks like shit. What do you say, developer? I say I chose the cheapest material because it's expensive to bring things in from Indonesia. Like, you're right, you should choose things not from Indonesia because you should buy local occasionally and the best of you do. But for fuck's sake, just make it look a little better. Some of the buildings going up are shit because they're cheap, and some are shit because they're expensive and lacking in taste.
Yeah, well.
That I would do with more criticism of, stop talking about how tall it is. If it doesn't, if there's a shadow being cast over your backyard and you're never going to be able to get a tan again, you speak the hell up. Yeah. I want to hear from you. You deserve a penthouse with roof access. I'm fine with that.
But if it doesn't,
and the math shows it doesn't, then no. But if it's ugly, if it's legit, and Mob Rule will never get anything interesting designed again. No, this is the artsiest fucking university scene. It's super annoying and it's worse.
Really is.
But at its best, enough people will chime up and say, actually, you know what? We study design, and that's going to be timeless. It may not look kind of perfect right now, but it's going to age into something beautiful. Like, oh, okay. Like, that's actually kind of cool. Even the Pawnee Brigade could respond to that, potentially.
Right, but of course, also in this town, no one explains things that way. It's simply, I've said my piece, go away.
Also local scene, I read something. I'm going to just call it what it is and say meaningless pablum from Jagmeet Singh about, I don't know, something about the future. I don't know, their party's in shambles. You know, how to not make the NDP in shambles.
Yeah.
And it was all just like engaging with people and it's finding like common ideals.
Every single thing we've ever done before.
Just general, like, nonsense. What do you say? Pineapple, coconut? No, something when you lip sync and don't know the words. Basically that. Oh, that kind of meaningless nonsense.
They have a very tight script that you can actually do quite a bit of improving on. And it's essentially just, don't say socialism, just describe the mechanisms of socialism, and that's it. Never say socialism, because that excites some people and excites some other people in a different way. But just describe the mechanisms of providing socialism and, like, how it was created.
How did we get to socialism?
The NDP.
Oh, back to them. I was moving back to, I was using them as a temporary bridge analogy, mistake. But... You know what? No, I'm done complaining. I was just thinking as a slight tangent that while I was reading this story, that's what Maritimers are the best at. Like, we're really hospitable, and generally most of us are nice, but the way we talk to each other, like, when we disagree, we're like, I'm just going to say my position at you, and it's like, I'm just going to say my position at you, and there's no...
Yeah, there's no, like, discussion.
There's no discussion, there's no... If you present evidence, you might make the other person feel bad for being wrong. And then often presenting any kind of evidence from either side is usually just met with hostility, because you've broken the rules of polite engagement where you just disagree with each other and agree to disagree, and nothing actually gets accomplished.
Yeah, things will only happen if you have the money to simply just make them happen.
Yes, this is why we
get... So it doesn't matter.
Yes, this is why people look around and they're like, what are you talking about? There's these huge projects that have gone up despite tons of resistance. It's like, oh yeah, because people have money for those.
Yeah.
That's all that is.
Pay for it, and the city goes, oh, look, money.
They're building something giant into the harbor in an age of climate change, and that seems ridiculous.
They're
moving
forward with a stadium.
Closes off all... Here's a... Good.
But that's good. A very, very big example of a very, 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 very big fight that's going to be for a couple of fucking
years.
That's
right, and I'm not going to defend it with Matt right now, because I don't know it yet, but...
And... Yeah. Oh. Now, if the world doesn't end within the next couple of years, Halifax may be annihilated.
All right. Well, that's a great place to skip to part two right there.
Yeah.
Because why should we get ahead of ourselves when there's part two, the America segment?
Concentration camps.
I hope that the... is there a musical interlude between segments on this show?
We can make one.
Can it be the...
I mean, there is,
I think full instrumental, like, the entire German Nazi national anthem with all the stanzas. All the parts where it's like, you know, Germany shall basically bestride the world as a, you know, glowing colossus conquering everyone, whatever the hell the actual lyrics are. But every time it says Deutschland, you just say America over it.
America.
And then, but no, you have a kid say it. You have a kid, America. Oh. You have a kid say, what's... Oh, you have a kid say, Estados Unidos, or whatever it is.
Estados Unidos.
Yeah. Well, they wouldn't be saying it in that.
Estados Unidos.
Man. America first. America first.
Which was also...
First on the continent to create concentration camps for kids? Sadly, no.
No.
Probably...
That would be the British.
Or Spanish.
No, they didn't have concentration camps at that point.
They just murdered everyone.
Yeah, you simply enslave and murder people. No, technically, concentration camps were created by the British during the Boer War to keep Boers. Yes.
Yep.
And
let's spell it out for the audience.
Yeah, exactly. So the Boers were a...
I meant B-O-E-R-S Dutch? Instead of B-O-A-R-S because it's just fun.
The Boer Wars were a collection of very, very silly things where two groups of white people fought over black land.
Yeah.
That's all you need to know. The worst white people...
I'll engage with Twitter if Twitter tries to argue with that statement. Happily.
Many would think that the worst group of white people won because they were the more racist, but both of them were kind of really terrible. So that could have gone any way horrible.
Well, oh yeah, there's
let's just say
there's no clear winner there, but the clear loser there is dead. Black people.
Yeah, like, Shaka Zulu's already dead. So these two groups don't give a shit.
No. But yeah, okay, no, I've heard about this as concentration camps starting there, but
yeah.
I don't believe there were exclusively child concentration camps.
No, child concentration camps are a very modern, as in currently now, thing. For the most part, in whenever you have concentration camps for migrants, you keep families together. Because it's the kind of thing that draws international attention that you don't want. And
it's the kind of thing Iran plays on, like...
And usually these things occur in smaller countries that could be invaded by the United States for these atrocities.
Yeah,
so you don't do these
things. We will not stand by and see children incarcerated and separated from their parents. We are a humane Christian nation.
So at the least...
That voice really changed along the way.
Oh my God.
But it went south.
It's still accurate.
It went south.
Everything's going south. So either you'd keep them together or you would be truly vile and simply murder them the second they arrived.
Yeah.
As the Nazis did.
As the National Guardsmen called for today, yesterday.
Yes. Yeah.
Which, you know, let's we should
truly horrible
even, but
people.
Man. I it's weird to talk about the way things affect you sometimes when it's this fucking nonsense, but like I had a bit of a moment this week where I was just like, why isn't everyone losing their goddamn minds over this?
Oh, I am
there. There are not enough people just losing their goddamn minds over this.
They are at the point where, in any other society, throughout history, there would be violence. And it's actually really quite fascinating to see that there's not even, like, minor sectarian violence. There's no anarchist cells.
No, this is my thing
randomly
with
attacking
right
shit.
Now.
There's no riots. There's no protests,
this
really.
This is my thing with America right now. I think one of two things is happening. Either they're all just waiting to express it through the midterms and impeach him, in which case, good luck surviving until November.
Yeah.
Or
they're not gonna
this
let
is
that
just
happen.
The most large-scale case study we've ever seen of a group of comfortable people.
Yeah. And I think that's what it is, because Nancy Pelosi today
being
attacked a Democrat for like being like, what the fuck? And it's like, yeah, no.
Who, Ted Lieu?
No, Maxine Walters.
Oh, Maxine Waters is...
She's nuts, but she's right in this
she
case.
She shouldn't... Democrats don't...
That's the problem. Democrats are either...
The soundbite isn't
going to
be Maxine Waters being outraged over this and possibly going, like,
God,
a bit farther than you'd expect. No, the soundbite is going to be Nancy Pelosi attacking her own party. Like,
exactly.
Stop it. Oh my God, what's wrong with your culture?
They have no backbone. They'll never go on
but
the attack.
But no, more importantly, not to get all partisan and stupid political party, but... People are not marching in the streets over this shit.
Like,
and
small
they would
groups
be
are
in a
no,
they would be
that's...
in a country where life is less comfortable.
They fucking did.
They would
Trump
be if they could identify.
Elected.
They could. They would be if they could identify with people who spoke a different language than them.
Yeah, yeah. And
there's a statement that a Canadian doesn't say all that often.
Oui, c'est le bon. Great. Yay.
Oh.
But no, it's really quite frightening that. All of them they either expect that justice will prevail and everything will work out, where it's like, But they've already stolen one of the elections, and they're packing the courts. You're losing.
Mm-hmm.
And not to put a too fine a point on it, but what about that whole blood of the patriots thing? What is the purpose of the Second Amendment if not right now?
Yeah.
That's what your system was built for. You're supposed to have a reaction to this kind of thing and literally take guns and fight them. That's the format of your government.
I honestly think I don't think that's the immediate next step. I think fucking marching in the streets, filling Washington with the population of, with a large segment of the population of your country.
Yeah.
And they do one of two things. They either resign en masse or they fire upon the crowd, at which point you fucking fire back.
Well, that's the thing. They no longer know how to do that. Like, people think, okay, we're going
how
to the protest.
How do people not know how to march on their fucking capital in a state?
I'm going to go home after and get a meal, and tomorrow I have to work. And
that's no, it.
What you
that's
have to
it.
Do, you go there and you don't fucking leave. And if someone tries to go in, you beat the
that's
shit
it.
Out of them.
You, it may
you know,
be.
That's
you know
how
what?
That
I'm
shit's
sure
supposed
it's easy
to work.
To sit here in Canada and judge because.
Yeah,
like,
but that's
you know,
that's historical. That's how it always
that's
worked.
That's the
you
thing. That's what I don't
that
get.
Area.
That's what I don't get. It's just, it's, where is the line? For me, it crossed like into full-on banana factory a while ago, like,
yeah,
but like actually no, you know what, it didn't fucking separate the family, so let's not even call it child concentration camps, let's even pander to people who just want to call it fucking state separation of families.
Yeah,
and they're like, well, they're illegals, and I'm like, that's no that's
not
something.
An excuse.
No Okay, should they have crossed the border legally? Yes.
But
does that
you
mean you should separate
considering why
babies
they didn't?
From
Couldn't?
Their parents? Babies from their,
yeah.
Like, hi, I just gave birth
a,
like,
3 months
ago.
Yeah,
three like,
month year old.
Yeah.
And
it's, there's
lost.
So much fucking evidence getting out. Like, thank God for whistleblowers, but there's so much evidence getting out. You turn on the radio, and at times you just hear wailing children.
Yeah.
And that's not fucking some tiny shit-ass country somewhere. That's
a
giant
America.
Shit-ass country,
yeah.
Terrifyingly close to us that we are incredibly dependent on in a lot of ways, and that
mm-hmm.
scares the fuck out of me.
Yeah.
Like, are we, okay, let's, you know what, let's full-on comparison it. I think we might be Austria and not Poland, but are we Austria or are we Poland?
Well, we are Austria.
I think we're Austria.
The problem with that is a third of Austrians were Nazis. That leaves 60% who were not.
Oh, at least a full-on third of Canadians were just...
Yeah, and that leaves a 60% who are not.
Yep.
So, that's a problem because you don't become a territory if you're Austria. You become part of the Reichsmacht. You become the core.
Yeah.
You are now America.
Mm-hmm.
You are the Canadian the Canadian state.
Mm-hmm.
The state of Canada in
I'd say about 30% would probably...
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah,
I would say the 60% though. I would say the 60% would be verging on losing their goddamn minds.
Oh yeah, but that's the problem with.
I think if the 60% lost their goddamn minds hard enough too, like, I hate being like Canada's special in any way, which is hilarious because we live next door to American exceptionalism. But I think as soon as this whole tariff shit happened. Every international opinion was immediately on Canada's side.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Our international reputation is not, generally speaking, in complete tatters.
Yeah, but
unlike certain giant elephants that have possibly woken.
The problem is, all of that was everyone agreed that Poland should be remain a independent state as well. Everyone
well, I'm
was
not
against,
saying it doesn't go down the same road and end the same way. That's the thing. Are we Poland then?
No, we are.
I don't think so.
No, Mexico's Poland.
That's the thing.
Yeah, they will. They'll come for us in a horrible side political way that has more to do with economically purchasing us than anything.
Yeah. Whereas they'd invade
Mexico
just to be able to build a like narrower, shorter wall.
Oh, that will be like racist cathartism. They
those
will do horrible things in South and Central America. They will do horrible things in South and Central America. They already have.
It's... I think it's the proximity and the slight detachment that we have in Canada that lets us be so chilled by it. Like, it's... it maybe it's not that easy to be aware of it when you're distracted inside it and you feel powerless.
Yeah.
But it's fucking terrifying from the outside.
Yeah.
For me, anyway, a lot of people here, I talked to a couple people here who are just like, you know, it's Trump, I don't mind, I like some of the things he says. And I'm like, but do you not get what he's doing? And, but the thing is, they don't. And no. It's also in another country, so again, the detachment comes in and they just don't care. Meanwhile, like, you know. I'm
very happy that we are taking delivery of those weapon systems in a couple of months.
We all just gotta make it to November.
Come on, Canada Defense, you can do it. Also, I think no one's told him about NORAD.
Oh, definitely no one's told him
about NORAD. Because he would have started asking us to pay rent or something.
We probably shouldn't even mention the word NORAD.
We really shouldn't mention it anymore. There's no such
thing. Don't hashtag this episode, don't talk about NORAD.
Don't go to Cheyenne Mountain. I mean,
honest to God, if hashtag don't talk about NORAD becomes a thing, I'll be... NORAD. Well, there we go.
What's the thing about NORAD?
When Austria 2 inevitably gets punished for collaborators, you can put me down as an accidental one right at the start. I'll be... Who will I be? Who was that guy? No one remembers his name, except everybody does. Killed Franz Ferdinand. It'd be like that guy.
Gavriel Princip.
Yeah, it'd be like that guy, except he, like, tripped in front of the horse and the whole thing fell over and Franz Ferdinand died that way, like, accidental.
The first time he, what was it? He was all ready to go and shoot him because, like, they had a team of assassins and a bomb went off, like, one of them threw a bomb and... but he knocked it off with his cane and exploded.
Mm.
And they went down side street and went somewhere else. And he's like, ah, fuck. Okay, so I'm dejected. All of my compatriots are dead or arrested. I got away because I was the last in line. And so they don't think that, you know, I didn't have my gun out or anything. I was waiting. I'm going to go get a sandwich.
Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, he goes and gets a ham sandwich. It's true. Mm-hmm. He goes to a deli, he gets a ham sandwich, he comes out of the deli with his sandwich, and he looks up, and there's Franz Ferdinand. And he just drops the sandwich, pulls the gun out, and blows him and his wife away. And now, where he was standing, there's gold footprints, just to be like, this is the exact spot where the First World War began.
I think that would be the worst thing that could happen in America right now, is if somebody... killed Donald Trump.
Yeah, because it'll mean a complete clampdown, and
it would be Patriot Act 2.
Yeah,
it would be Donald Trump made a martyr. It would be all of his super hardcore followers.
Oh, they would
get absolutely ridiculous. Feeling entitled to just any level of violence.
Yeah,
any level of violence. It would be the most horrendous thing.
Conspiracy theories would go and feed these kinds of lunatics for decades to come.
Mm-hmm.
It would be JFK plus Oklahoma City. It would just be like a superstructure of conspiracy.
I don't even think so. I think it would be more important to his followers than that. I think it would be enough of a reason for them.
Oh no,
it would
be the new paradigm. Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Terrifying. I can't imagine living in America right now. I've been reading all these articles and they have titles like America finally wakes up to what it did to itself in 2016, and I'm like, but did it though? You've got a few more months to make it through before you convince us that you have at all. And in the meantime, the house is on fire. What the fuck? The house is what?
Shit's still burning down.
Shit is burning down.
He's doing whatever.
It's not even women and children first. It's, you know, basically it's just not even children last. It's children first into the camps, for Christ's sakes.
Yeah. Yeah. Children go into the concentration camps. Children
They're not concentration camps. Do they concentrate populations of illegal children? Yeah. And I'm doing air quotes for illegal.
Are there guards and barbed wire and cages?
Yeah. Okay. Are they allowed to leave? Are their parents allowed to take them? Are they allowed any contact with their parents? Do they know where their parents are? Do their parents know where they are? Is there any protection from sexual predators? Nope, the sexual predators who are on actual sexual predator lists actually run some of your concentration camps.
Yep.
Some of them are in abandoned Walmarts.
Yep.
I don't know which of those last two. Yes, I do, obviously, but I can't tell you why it's from Walmart.
Everything is just terrible.
That was terrible.
That was the America section.
Yeah, I feel like this is the lowest America segment so far, and this is either...
It's getting exhausting.
Do we hope for a Darkest Before the Dawn soon, or does this just become a segment that we need to start interspersing with antidepressant commercials? This is just...
It's funny, because the last commercial I heard before our show, I was checking to make sure it posted, was an antidepressant.
The last episode's America segment was very angry.
Yes, and this one
is very...
Exhausted.
This one is, I would even just say... Disturbed.
Yeah.
Deeply disturbed.
Yeah. Yeah. Seeing that shit will do it. There's no way... I feel that one of the bigger problems with America is we're so used to processing it through film and television, and we haven't yet gotten the fiction of any of this. By this point in George Bush's career... we were getting some pieces of fiction based on it. It's not the stuff that you'll remember now at all. And a lot of it was like tear-jerky 9/11 stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But you had a paradigm to see it through that wasn't just the political paradigm put forward in the media. And
well, nobody knows how to fictionalize this, because the story, how all this is happening, is eventually going to become and be retold in... Oh my god, the books, movies, and TV, if we all make it through this, will be amazing and enlightening and horrifying and horrifying.
Oh, god.
Super horrifying. Hopefully very... Oh, let's hope we learned something from history.
No.
I know.
We never do.
No.
We get a little more complicated at then doing the same thing. That's all it really is we get more complicated at having the same problems. Our responses are more complicated, our presentation of them are more complicated, but all it ever is just the same basic issues retread in slightly different variations.
I would have argued with you last week, but there are children being kept in cages in a country, you know, a couple hundred kilometers from here, so...
Mm-hmm.
I'd say that's about it for America.
That's about it. Yeah. Yeah, in a couple of ways, that's about it for America.
I don't even know what the fuck we're going to talk about in segment three. I am fucking drained. I've never covered anything like this.
Yeah,
I have never covered anything like this.
I got nothing.
Yeah.
You don't want to go too... Like, I'm sure for people listening, they'd prefer a little humor... But I can't think of anything that I want to talk about right now. It's just...
honest to God, I can't imagine why any columnist in this country, and I mean most of them are spending time and, you know, I would say spilling ink, but let's be real, it's not the 80s.
Yeah.
But, you know, spending their time and getting their clicks talking about this and, like, screaming about how outraged they are about this, and that's all well and great and good, but I've never had the chance to write in a column the way I feel about this. This is on such a different scale.
Yeah, you've never had a situation...
No.
...where something like this...
No. Like, I would want to deep dive research on this and find out if anyone in history has had child... only, and let's be real, concentration camps.
Like, for the most part...
If this had been allowed to keep going, what was the plan for those kids?
There is none.
No, that's the thing.
Just profits.
Yeah, that's the thing. Are they going to be incarcerated indefinitely? Are they going to be deported with or without their parents, possibly or possibly not, to the same country? What is going to happen to them? Are we going to get a nice little special class of, like, raised in-house domestic servants? Like,
oh, God. There are people who want that there. Like, they're like, oh, yeah, no, we'll bring back slavery. And
it's like Molly Maids meets The Handmaid's Tale.
Yep.
The Molly Maids Tale. okay, maybe I could have fun writing about this.
Title of the show.
Title of this episode.
The Molly Maids Tale. Molly Maids Tale. I'm going to try to remember that.
That's the thing. This is what I would have written about, is how people aren't making the connection to what are the tangents that are coming from this. Like, where does that plan go?
Yeah.
Oh, Donald Trump. You didn't like how it made you feel when everybody criticized you, so you finally turned your back on a plan, and now you're so upset that everyone thinks you'll be a flip-flopper that you're actually going to flip-flop again and keep incarcerating children for what potential future, and to what point do videos keep coming up? When does the first audio of a child being abused by a guard come out? And at what point is that audio terrible fucking enough for people to march in the streets of Washington, D.C.? Or does it have to be fucking video? Do we need video and audio of children being abused in these children-only prisons?
Video, but it doesn't...
Will that fucking do it, or is that just going to be fictionalized enough that...
Yes, because Alex Jones has already said that they are... And Coulter, that they are child actors.
They're two crazy people, though. And America, last time I checked, wasn't all crazy people.
Crazy people.
Yes, they're all led by it. But at what point does it become visceral enough that people actually march for change en masse?
I don't know. I,
no, because they're so entertained and comfortable.
Because they elected a television star, and I'm sure that many of them are still watching this detached. Just watch it. Watch it. Watch. Keep watching. There's no season break. There's no commercials. Just keep binging.
Hey, at least on the positive side, when that video and audio of children being abused by guards in American concentration camps for children only comes out, every single American media personality will be outraged as they play it for you over and over and over again and demand to know how this happened while refusing to reflect upon their own actions.
Except Fox and Friends, who said that it doesn't matter because they're not theirs.
Everyone else is just as fucking complicit. Fox and Friends, Fox News Network obviously is a pack of lies. It is basically every other state-sponsored television at its worst.
I can think of something controversial to say that I also believe.
Okay.
I think that Rachel Maddow is a performer.
Meh.
No, like, in the States, people get ridiculous. They truly are like, no, she'll save everything. And it's like, no, she is the exact same performance. She's crying through a story. It's a performance. It's the same
I don't care whether thing. It is or not. I honestly don't care whether
it's
it is or not.
It's just the flip side of
why
Fox
aren't why isn't characters. Every media personality with a fucking camera in front of them not just losing it
you know,
for emotional response over this, because you will get fired. Yeah. Everyone should be looking at their own performance in getting Donald Trump where he is. Everyone should be calling out every other network or their own network if they put on Kellyanne Conway.
Oh my God, she's the worst.
What is the point in perpetuating that nonsense? Anyone, fucking, why are you dredging up Ann Coulter? Why? Like, oh, she thinks they're child actors. You know why? Because she wants to Google Ann Coulter and see that her mentions have gone way up.
Yeah.
She wants to make a profit off something. You're enabling that shit. You're making...
Go
out and find a rats flooding a neighborhood from a building being demolished story. Go find something original. Don't bring on this old shit lampoonery that just makes these fucking hollow corpses more money.
You know what? You want to know some old shit lampoonery? For some reason, one of the new, or not new, but like he's a part of the current generation of Fox News pundits, is the older sibling from Home Improvement.
No.
Yeah.
No.
He's a hardcore Trump Republican.
The blonde one?
The blonde blocky
Brad?
One. Yeah.
I believe it.
And, like, the young one is, like, a hardcore leftist, like, vegetarian, like, animal rights thing. And Zachary Taylor Thomas doesn't do shit.
Jonathan Taylor.
Tons. Yeah, whatever. Who fucking cares?
JTT, Teen Beat fucking cares. That's who does.
Yeah, 1993 says...
I'd love to write the Teen Beat treatment of the Trump presidency.
Oh my god.
Get America's teens concerned.
Well, they
get
they were,
somebody fucking concerned.
They were doing that at, what was it? It was a young version of, like, a fashion magazine, but it was, like, kicking fucking ass for a while. I want to say, like, Young Cosmo.
Okay.
Or something like that. And they were, like, they were hammering.
Cosmo teen?
Something like that, yeah. And they were hammering actual real stories about Trump, and it was like that was almost the point of like this is hilarious.
Yeah.
It's hardcore politics for teen girls. It's great. It was amazing. And then it got bought out by a Trump billionaire, like Trump supporting billionaire, and he gutted the fucking thing. They were going to win a Pulitzer, I bet, if they had kept that up. And he was just like, nope, can't have that. Fuck you.
Listen, I've written a ton of shit about deregulation and how I'm a fan of it in a lot of circumstances, but for fuck's sakes, you need to control money when it comes to speech.
Yeah. That's ridiculous.
I honestly feel that Canada is a much healthier society because we have limitations on campaign finance and we don't have super PACs and all that fucking nonsense. Don't get me wrong, the Liberals are a bunch of fucking bagmen and they're all the same
sure
inherited
are.
Families, and so are the Tories, yeah. And the NDP are all just... so lost in the wilderness,
oh,
so
the
lost,
courtiers.
So out of touch, without direction, with a leader, without a seat.
Yeah.
It couldn't be more perfect. Trudeau should just call an election now while he's on a high from the whole America thing. He should find an excuse. There's got to be some reason.
Oh, he should let...
He should bring in proportional representation right fucking now. He's like, you know what? I was wrong to do that. Let's bring in proportional representation right now. I'm going to make it legal, and then I'm going to give you a chance to vote. By the way... Everyone is still super enamored with me right fucking now. It's the perfect time. The NDP is super not a threat, so I won't bleed out the left vote. I'll get a majority government without first past the post, and everyone will be super fucking happy, and then I'll abolish the Senate, and everyone who gives a shit about politics in this country will just ejaculate forever.
Either that, or he should let the Tories think that they finally got him on one of those 24-hour filibuster votes,
mm-hmm.
that they've been pushing, and they cost millions of dollars to taxpayers, but Andrew Scheer's a hypocrite little fat fuck, and just...
Listen, there's a lot of terrible things you can call Andrew Scheer without calling him fat.
No, that's a political point, because he was complaining about Trudeau.
That's not being super fat
and
defensive either. Hayes is a terrible thing.
He has a taxpayer covered chef.
That's amazing.
Yeah. So that's a very, very specific thing. He has that weight because that actually represents taxpayer money he has ingested.
You know what I like about Andrew Scheer?
Mm.
He's not profoundly electable across the country.
He truly isn't.
That's helpful in a conservative party leader. That's what you want.
Yeah.
I don't trust conservatives at the national level. Provincially, I kind of do some of them. But, national,
yeah,
no.
Yeah,
and again, kind of do some of them.
Tim Houston, don't disappoint me.
Is he running for the leadership?
I don't even remember, but I just know that he's the only one of them that so far hasn't disappointed me.
Guy from my hometown just got elected MLA, or just got elected, I believe MLA for...
I think...
Cumberland South?
Yeah.
His name is Tory. He got elected as a Tory.
It was a massive surprise to everyone.
It
was super cheap for the advertising.
His grandfather was the MLA for there. That tells you.
Oh my god.
That should tell you everything you need to know about Cumberland County politics in a nutshell, especially Cumberland County Tory politics. There's always like the conservative candidate who's exactly that, and then the liberal candidate is usually a brag or brag adjacent,
mm-hmm.
and then the NDP candidate is usually just like a caricature that teaches at some junior high somewhere. And
I came from Wisconsin.
Their name is Susie Jane Unelectable, and they just pre-print the ballots with that.
Yeah. Just unelectable.
It's like, why even bother with that?
There's a circle space for the other two, and it just keeps. The whole bar just keeps going to the full side of the page.
Here's a potentially controversial statement. This year they'll just write in Jagmeet Singh and it'll go down even lower than ever.
Oh.
Not everyone, but a lot of.
And then you'll get that really select group of Nova Scotians who are well-meaning but ignorant, and they'll just be like, that Muslim fella. It's like,
oh
god damn
it. That's bad. You can disparage Jagmeet Singh for a multitude of things. You don't need to. You definitely don't need to call him a Muslim. That's a bit. That's hilarious.
That narrator saying calling someone a Muslim is disparagement?
Yes. I'm a gay man. Do you want to talk about it?
Wahhabism.
I will fucking talk about it.
Wahhabism.
You can be some kind of Muslim and be cool about it. Yeah, let's cherry pick. Well, then how can you be a Christian? You can't. Let's cherry pick about that.
No.
What about, I think that concludes that what fucking part of the segment. That's why I never wrote the Chronicle Herald's Faith and Spirituality column.
Oh my god, they had one?
Yeah, I'm sure they did. I'm sure they did.
Oh god.
Oh man.
I'm so happy that I skipped like most sections of that. I'm just, no. Don't. No.
Man, no. Sometimes like the maniacal local columns were my favorite things. Like, my hometown newspaper had a column before it closed, of course, and it was called Marilyn's Musings, and it was just like this woman named Marilyn and the things she mused about. Like, that's exactly what you need in a local paper. It was great.
I do agree in the sense that there should be, the equivalent of the 60 minutes. I can't remember that old fart who was just there's a very specific segment where once.
Okay.
No, the old complainy fart.
I don't know, back in my day, things used to be.
Anyway, there was one where he truly went off the deep end in terms of, like, cranky old man, and he was wandering a grocer's, being like, I don't know what these vegetables are. Back in my day, we had cabbage, and you boil it. What's a kumquat?
That's essentially what Twitter is now, and eventually someone crosses a line and they're like, I don't know what that thing is, and it's a person of a certain browner complexion, and everyone loses their goddamn mind over that. It's basically the same thing. These people are terribly out of touch, and someone needs to sit them down. This is why everyone needs a responsible grandchild. That responsible grandchild, and I'm not saying it's always older people. Sometimes a 20-year-old really needs a responsible grandchild. Yeah. Travel back and be like, Grandma, you're a racist now, you're a racist in the future, and it's really lame in both. Stop it.
Come on. Knock it off.
I have no idea what I want to talk about after that. I'm fine with that. I kind of feel like time-traveling grandchildren from the future coming to warn us about our racism is...
At this point, they would be welcome. Because at least it suggests an idea of the future.
If time-traveling, racially sensitive grandchildren are possible, they really should arrive right now.
You don't need to take us with you. You just need to give us a sign.
You just need to make things better now.
You just need to go back in time and change all of it. Entirely. From the beginning.
That sounds about right.
Yeah. Okay, bye.